Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Power to Prosper, How to Increase Your Income God-Centered Way by Cap Chatfield, is a Christian finance and spiritual growth book focused on biblical prosperity, income growth, and kingdom stewardship. Chatfield, known as a pastor, entrepreneur, filmmaker, and Christian content creator, writes for believers who feel tension between financial ambition and spiritual faithfulness. The book argues that prosperity should not automatically be equated with greed, corruption, or shallow materialism. Instead, it presents financial increase as part of a covenantal and vocational framework in which wealth can serve calling, generosity, ministry, family responsibility, and wider kingdom purpose. Drawing on scripture, personal testimony, and practical exhortation, Chatfield addresses poverty mindsets, fear of financial failure, and the belief that holiness requires financial lack. Its purpose is not merely to discuss money management, but to reframe how Christians understand the power to create wealth, increase income, and steward resources under biblical authority. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, prosperity is framed as covenant rather than moral compromise. A central claim of The Power to Prosper is that financial increase is not inherently opposed to Christian faith. Chatfield challenges the assumption that wanting more income is automatically greedy or spiritually suspect. His framing depends on the idea that Scripture presents prosperity as connected to covenant, obedience, calling, and stewardship, rather than mere consumption. This is important because many Christian discussions of money move quickly between two extremes, a suspicion of wealth on one side and an uncritical celebration of riches on the other. Chatfield attempts to occupy a middle position by arguing that prosperity has moral direction only when it is submitted to divine purpose. In this view, money is not the final goal, but it can fund mission, serve family responsibilities, support generosity, and enable work that reflects a God-given assignment. The reasoning is theological rather than purely financial. If God gives people capacity, skills, relationships, and opportunity, then refusing to develop those resources may be a form of misplaced piety. The book therefore treats prosperity as a responsibility to be understood and governed, not as a private reward detached from spiritual accountability. Secondly, the spirit of mammon is presented as financial paralysis. Not only greed, Chatfield uses the biblical language of mammon to address more than obvious materialism. In the book, mammon functions as a distorted spiritual influence that can bind both rich and poor people. For some, it appears as greed, status-seeking, or trust in money as ultimate security. For others, it appears as fear, avoidance, shame, or the belief that financial struggle is proof of humility. This treatment is significant because it widens the problem beyond bad spending habits or inadequate income. Chatfield argues that believers can be financially paralyzed when they see money as either dirty or all-powerful. Both views give money excessive spiritual weight. The corrective is to place money under the authority of God and treat it as a tool rather than a master. This helps explain why the book devotes attention to poverty mindsets and internal resistance to increase. The practical implication is that income growth begins with discernment. Readers must identify whether their financial decisions are being shaped by faith, fear, comparison, guilt, or dependence on money for identity. The book presents freedom from mammon as a prerequisite for healthy wealth creation. Thirdly, biblical laws of kingdom wealth connect belief with repeatable practices. The book is organized around the idea that there are biblical laws or principles that govern kingdom wealth. The available descriptions identify 24 such laws, though the broader emphasis is less on a technical financial system and more on disciplined alignment with biblical patterns. Chatfield appears to connect themes such as diligence, obedience, generosity, favor, calling, stewardship, and the power to produce wealth. This structure matters because it moves the discussion away from a vague hope for blessing and toward repeatable practices. Rather than portraying prosperity as accidental or purely miraculous, the book encourages readers to see increase as linked to choices, habits, skills, and spiritual posture. The reasoning resembles a principle-based approach if Scripture repeatedly associates fruitfulness with faithfulness, work, wisdom, and stewardship. Then believers should expect financial outcomes to be shaped by those practices. This does not mean every financial hardship is caused by disobedience, and the book should not be read as a simple formula that removes economic complexity. Its contribution is to give readers a practical vocabulary for connecting prayer, responsibility, and productive action without treating money as separate from discipleship. Fourthly, generosity and stewardship define the purpose of financial increase. The Power to Prosper places generosity near the center of its prosperity framework. Chatfield does not present income growth only as a path to comfort or personal independence. Instead, he links increase to stewardship, kingdom impact, and the ability to support work that matters. This emphasis is important because prosperity teaching can become self-focused if it lacks a governing ethic. By stressing generosity, The book gives financial growth an outward direction. Resources are meant to circulate through giving, service, ministry, family care, and the fulfillment of calling. Stewardship also implies accountability. Wealth must be managed with intention, not merely acquired. The reader is encouraged to ask what money is for, not only how to obtain more of it. This creates a practical tension that the book tries to hold together. On one hand, Christians should not romanticize lack or assume that financial struggle is spiritually superior. On the other hand, they should not pursue income detached from character, responsibility, and obedience. Generosity becomes the test of whether prosperity remains a servant of purpose or becomes another expression of mammon. And lastly, calling becomes the pathway for producing income with purpose. A distinctive element of Chatfield's approach is the connection between prosperity and vocation. The book is not limited to budgeting, saving, or debt reduction. It asks readers to consider how their God-given design, abilities, creativity, and assignment can become channels for income. This reflects Chatfield's background as a pastor, entrepreneur, filmmaker, and digital evangelist, where ministry and productive work are not treated as separate worlds. The practical argument is that believers should not simply wait for financial rescue while ignoring the capacity already placed in their hands. Skills can be developed, opportunities can be recognized, demand can be served, and calling can be funded through productive action. This does not reduce faith to entrepreneurship, but it does push readers toward responsibility. The book also offers a corrective to passive approaches to prayer about money. Prayer remains important, but it is joined to action, learning, service, and value creation. In this sense, increasing income is presented as a discipleship issue as much as a financial issue. The reader is invited to see work, creativity, and enterprise as ways to participate in provision, rather than as distractions from spiritual life. In conclusion, The Power to Prosper is best suited for Christian readers who feel conflicted about money, especially those who have been taught that desiring financial increase is spiritually dangerous or that poverty is automatically more faithful. It will also appeal to pastors, ministry workers, Christian entrepreneurs, content creators, and believers trying to connect calling with practical provision. The intellectual benefit is a clear theological reframing of prosperity as covenant, stewardship, and vocation rather than mere accumulation. The practical benefit is that readers are pushed to examine limiting beliefs, reject financial passivity, practice generosity, and consider how their skills and assignment can produce income. Compared with many Christian finance books, it appears less focused on technical budgeting methods and more focused on the spiritual logic behind wealth creation. Compared with typical prosperity teaching, its strongest differentiator is the emphasis on purpose, calling, and stewardship as safeguards against greed. Chatfield also brings a contemporary ministry and media perspective, which makes the book relevant for readers working in creative, entrepreneurial, or digital contexts. Its value lies in helping believers think seriously about money without separating income, faith, generosity, and mission into unrelated categories. If you would like to support Cap Chatfield, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.